Sif Tzadik Zayin Simen Ein Loshen Isa Becholov. One may not knead a dough in with milk. Shema Yovo L'Ochloim Basar, lest he come to eat it with flesh. Meaning, if you have milchig bread, and since bread is usually parv, you might put your hamburger between two pieces of bread or in a bun, and you'll be eating basar b'chalav, drabanan at least. V'imlosh kol hapas, and if you kneaded the whole dough, aser af l'ochla levada, afilu l'ochla levada. If you make, for instance, milchig bread, you're not even allowed to eat milchig bread with butter or itself, because the milchig bread becomes aser on its own right because of the michshol, because of it might cause one to stumble and eat the bread with meat. If the amount of bread that you baked was a very small amount, enough that can be finished off in one sitting, or another heter, Shashina Tzuras HaPas, it has a specific milchig look, Shetheini Keresh Yochal Bobosar, that it is nicker. It is obvious that one may not eat with it Bosar Mutter. Then it is Mutter. Similarly, Kiyotzebo, Ein Ofen Pas Batana Shetacho Balya. If you took a tail to spread across the floor of the oven, and you bake bread in that oven, it becomes fleishig bread. And since sometimes you put butter on bread, the same michshol could happen. V'mafo dina ki'isa sheniloi shebucholov. And if you baked it already, then you can't even eat it with a hamburger, the same way you wouldn't be allowed to eat a milchig bread, even with milchigs, or even alone. So too, flat, it wouldn't be allowed to be eaten alone or with a hamburger. Says the Rama, V'loy nohagin lolush pas im cholav b'chag ha-shavuos. I'm sorry, l'chei noyagim lolush pas im cholav b'chag ha-shavuos. One may make milchig bread for shavuos, because again, it's being eaten in one meal. Gan b'shumen l'chav v'shabbos. You're allowed to bake the challahs for Shabbos with meat fat. Ki kol zeh mechshev k'davar mu'at. That's called a small amount. Gan ki tzorosim b'shunim mishar pas. Challahs have a different look than regular pas. V'kol shkein pladin pashtida d'mutarim. One is allowed to have meat pies or cheese dishes, may make them obviously fleishig or milchig. The ein la'afis shum pas, one may not bake pas in pladin by pashtida with this milchig or fleishig pie, betaner de chashinu shem yozav min hashuman ala pas. We're nervous that it might leak on the floor of the oven, and aser the pas, meaning the pas could become fleishig bread or milchig bread. V'imzav tacht of ki'ilu nilush imay. And if it were to leak all the way to where the pas is sitting in the oven, it would be considered fleishig or milchig bread. V'noyegim lasum hatifla b'fi atanur. Even if you put this secondary item, in other words, the bread is the primary item, and the pashtid or the pladin is the secondary item, at the front of the tanur, or if it's in a pot, which is not going to leak, we still are machmer l'chatchila not to bake them at the same time. Tshuva brings that when we say that if you knead the dough with milk, that it becomes aser, that's only, you might think that that's only if he did it b'mezid. But the Prima Gadim says, even if it's done b'shoigeg, the dough becomes usser, because the same issue exists. He might eat the dairy bread with the meat. What if he takes a dairy bread and cuts it into small pieces? And we said that a piece that is only big enough to eat at one meal, that would be permitted. And he distributes these small pieces to different people. So each one has enough for one meal. What would the din be? So the Chavos Das says that once the dairy bread is baked, it becomes a chaticha de isura. It's not that it's an isser on the person, lest he come to eat the bread with meat, but the bread itself becomes usser. And therefore, cutting it into small pieces or subsequently changing the shape doesn't help, because it's already a chaticha de isura. The Pesachei Tshuva brings up a question whether one is permitted to take less than a shear, meaning less than shishim, of milk and mix it into the dough, or less than shishim of flesh and mix it into the dough, where in this instance the milchigs will be batel. The Tzemach Tzedek compares putting milk in the dough to putting milk that's less than shishim in a pot of chicken. Obviously the Tzemach Tzedek holds that the Isser of milchig bread is like the Chavos Das says, a gzeiras chachamim that makes it machalos asuras. So therefore, any time you would make machalos asuras with a complete shear by being mevatel it and making it not nicker through its tam, is an inyan of mevatel asul chatchila. Whereas the Cholkim say that since this is a geder of perhaps you'll eat this bread with meat, even if you eat the bread with meat, no basar v'chalav is created with tam chalav that's batal. That's question number one. Question number two is the whole inyan of shinui tzura. The Pesachei Tshuva brings down that perhaps shinui tzura only helps when you make bread in your own house. But if you market the bread, and there are people coming from other cities that don't know this is milchig bread, maybe shinui tzura would not work. Additionally, if the bread that you're making with the shinui tzura is also made parv, perhaps people will be buying the parv bread and get the notion that this item is parv, and then you'll manufacture the same shinui tzura milchig, it will come to a michshel. These two questions come together in the case of English muffins, where there is a shinui tzura, plus the amount of milchig is batel b'shishim. So OU Post can feel that since there's a D on the box of the English muffins, that's enough to remove the problem of michshol, and since the milchig is batel, and some achrayim would feel that there's no problem with bittel of milchigs in bread, so that is tut stadim lahakel to give a hechsher with the D on English muffins. The Ramah says that the juice of a pashtid or a paladin might come under the bread and make it fleshig. Therefore, one should not lechatchila cook a paladin or a pashtida in an oven with bread. What about b'dieved? So the pashas of the Ramah is mashma that b'dieved it would be mutter, because he says lest it go under the bread. However, the shach is machmir, and the shach says even if the juice is angling towards the bread, we already say that it's aser b'dieved. An important thing to know is the Pesachei Tshuva points out that that which we asser bread only applies to items that are normally used for fleishig, like bread or mezonos rolls. But if you have a pastry that's not normally used with fleishigs, so that would be permitted and not fall under this gzeirah.